Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Prabhuji will be giving class on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Khand 1.60. Prabhuji, thank you very much for joining and giving your very valuable time and association. Thank you, Prabhuji, and enlightening us this morning. Please take the phone call over and hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Please take it. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, dear Kaumataki Mataji. Very happy to see you.
Nice to see you. Yes, last time you were very in a hurry.
Oh, really? No, I'm not in a hurry today.
Oh, okay.
Hare Krishna. I am off today.
Oh, that's good.
So let us begin with Mangalacharan prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Dear devotees, thank you very much for your kind association. On behalf of Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, we welcome all of you. My sincere gratitude to Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Priti Vilasini Mataji, and Kaumataki Mataji for engaging me in this service. We are continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. We are reading from the Adi Khanda, chapter 1, verse number 60. So these two verses, 60 and 61, they are interrelated because they are both the Bengali explanation of verse number 5, 25, 10 of Srimad Bhagavatam. So let's read the verses and then we will read the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that it is describing. So basically in these verses, Lord Anantadev is being glorified, Vaishnava Vrindavan Das Thakur, because Lord Anantadev comes from Lord Nityananda Prabhu or Lord Balram. So verse number 60, again, I hope all of you have the PDF. Shuddha Satva Murti Prabhu Dharena Karunaye Ye Vigrahe Sabara Prakasha Sulilaye. Shuddha Satva Murti Prabhu Dharena Karunaye Ye Vigrahe Sabara Prakasha Sulilaye. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining the form of Lord Anantadev. His form, means the form of Lord Anantadev, is completely spiritual. Shuddha Satva Murti. The Vigraha, the Murti of Sri Anantadev, the form of Sri Anantadev is completely spiritual. Shuddha Satva. Shuddha Satva Murti Prabhu. Lord Anantadev is purely spiritual. And he manifests it only by his mercy. Dharena Karunaye. Karuna. By his own mercy, he manifests his form, which is purely spiritual. Shuddha Satva Murti. Ye Vigrahe. So he's manifesting this Vigraha, Satchidananda Vigraha, by his own Karuna, by his own mercy. And Sabara Prakash Su Leelaye. And all his Leela, all his activities in this material world are conducted within his form. All his activities are conducted within his form. Why that is so, we will read certain sections from the purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, the beloved spiritual master of our beloved founder Acharya, Om Vishnupad Paramhams Parivrajak Acharya Ashtottar Shatashri Srimad Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is teaching us in this purport that this verse and the following verse, verse number 61, they are Bengali translations of Srimad Bhagavatam 5.25.10, which appears in this chapter as verse number 54. The word Shuddha Satva in this verse refers to Sri Baladev. Sri Baladev, who is the predominating deity of the Sandhini energy. Now Krishna's Antaranga Shakti, internal potency, has got three manifestations. There is Sandhini Shakti, there is Samvit Shakti, and there is Ladini Shakti. Samvit Shakti is predominated by Sri Krishna himself. Ladini Shakti by Srimati Radharani. And the Sandhini Shakti, which is the existential potency of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada calls it the existential potency, Sandhini Shakti. It is a manifestation of Sri Baladev, Sri Balramji. So here, the proof for that is here. In this purport, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is writing, Sri Baladev is the predominating deity of the Sandhini energy, which is one of the three internal potencies. All the ingredients of the spiritual world emanate from Sri Baladev. In other words, Shuddha Satva or pure goodness, which is beyond the three modes of material nature, emanates from Sri Baladev. So this material world, my dear friends, is made up of and is functioning under the influence of three modes of material nature. Because this is a material world. And what are they? Sattva, Rajas and Tama. Mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance. These three forces, these three modes or these three powerful forces control the material world. But the spiritual world functions under three potencies which are opposite of the material world. And those three potencies are Sandhini Shakti, the existential potency, Samvit Shakti, the transcendental knowledge potency, and Ladini Shakti, the pleasure giving potency. So in the material world, we have mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. In the spiritual world, we have Sandhini Shakti, Samvit Shakti, and Ladini Shakti. Material world is under the control of Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva. And the spiritual world under Lord Baladev, Lord Krishna, and Srimati Radharani. Just see. In other words, Sri Baladev is the cause of spiritual existence. All of Vishnu's various forms, Rama, Adimurti, Shukala, Niyamena, Tishthan, all of Lord Vishnu's various forms are his plenary portions or portions of his plenary portions. So Lord Baladev is, or Lord Nityananda Ram is the first expansion from the Adipurush, the original Godhead, Krishna, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes Sri Nityananda Ram. Or we can say from Lord Krishna comes Lord Balaram. And from Balaram, all the Vishnu Murtis come. Or all the Purusha avatars. Karanodakshaya Vishnu, who is called Mahavishnu, or Lord Narayan. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. All these forms, they come from Lord Baladev or Lord Nityananda Ram. All of Lord Vishnu's various forms are his plenary portions or portions of his plenary portions, and they are all forms of Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. So none of these forms of Lord Vishnu, even though they are dealing with the material world, are to be considered material. They are not. They are Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva Murti Prabhu Dhare Na Karunai Ye Vigrahe Sabara Prakasha Sulilai. In Srimad Bhagavatam, so before we go ahead, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada saying that this verse and the next verse are the Bengali translations of Srimad Bhagavatam 5.25.10. So let us read the next verse, verse number 61.
Jahara Taranga Shikhi Simha Mahabali Nijajana Manoranje Hayakutuhali. Jaharat taranga shikhi simha mahabali nijajana manoranje hayakutuhali.
Sri Anandadev is very powerful, Mahabali, very powerful, and always prepared to please his personal associates and devotees with waves of pastimes. Jaharat taranga. With waves of pastimes, he is always wanting to do what? Nijajana mano ranje. Haya kutuhali. He always wants to please, mano ranje. He always wants to please with his own pastimes, his personal associates and devotees. Here, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is writing, the word taranga in this verse refers to the waves of unlimited pastimes. Just like in the ocean, there are unlimited pastimes. Beg your pardon. Just like in the ocean, there are unlimited waves. Similarly, the pastimes, the Leela of Bhagwan is like an unlimited ocean with many taranga, many waves in it. So there are unlimited pastimes of the Lord. And the word Shikhi means having learned. And the word Simha means lion. The Lord is like the lion, Mahabali, very powerful, Simha. Or it can also, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, refer to Lord Sri Narasimhadev. Because how Lord Narasimhadev came to please his devotee? Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhute shakhile shuchatmana drishatatyad bhutarupam udvan sthambe sabhayan namrigam namanusham. Sri Narasimhadev came to please his devotee, to prove the words of his devotee to be true for Sri Prahlad Maharaj. So therefore, Simha here, because Nijajana Mano Ranje Haya Kutuhali may refer to Prahlad Maharaj and Sri Narasimhadev. Or our acharyas also say it could also refer to Lord Sri Varahadev. And in that case, who is the Nijajana? It is Bhudevi, Srimati Bhudevi, the eternal consort of Lord Varahadev. When she was in distress, to give her pleasure, Sri Varahadev appeared. So in this way, all these incarnations, Narasimhadev, Varahadev, they are ultimately all coming from Sri Ananta, Sri Anantadev. who is none other than Sri Nityananda Ram or Sri Balaram. So in this way, many beautiful concepts are being taught to us, and these concepts should be very clear, my dear friends, in our minds. So now let us read the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which has been translated and commented upon by our beloved Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is referring to, 5.25. So this is the fifth canto, verse number 25. And look what the chapter is entitled, The Glories of Lord Ananta. Aha. And we go to verse number 10. So these are beautiful verses glorifying Lord Ananta Dev. So let us read this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, dear friends.
Murtim napuru kripaya babharasatvam samshuddham sad asadidam vibhati tatra yallilam mrigapatir adade navadyam adatum swajana manams udaravīryaha.
Murtim, different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, different vigrahas, they're all Satchidananda, all are eternal, all are full of knowledge and full of bliss. Naha, unto us, puru kripaya, because of great kripa, great mercy. You see, verse number 60 that we read, the word kripaya was used there in verse number 60. Karuna was used. Dharena karunaya. So that karuna and kripa, same. Babhara exhibited sattvam, existence, samshuddham, completely transcendental. Just see how Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in simple Bengali has translated these Sanskrit verses. Sattvam samshuddham refers to shuddha sattva murti. Shuddha sattva murti. Even the words are same. Sat asat idam, this material manifestation of cause and effect. Vibhati shines, tatra in whom, yat lilam, the pastimes of whom. Mrigapatihi, the master of all living beings, who is exactly like a lion, master of all other animals. Lion is called what? Mrigapati. Pati means the master, and mriga means animal. Mrigapati or Mrigendra. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, among the animals, I am Mrigendra. I am lion among the animals. So Mrigapati, just like lion is the master of all animals, similarly, Krishna is the master of all living beings. Adade taught anavadyam, without material contamination. Adatum, to conquer. Swajana manamsi, the minds of his swajana, his own devotees. Udaravirya, who is most liberal and powerful. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. This manifestation of subtle and gross matter exists within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So my dear friends, we should never think that we are outside the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No. This whole creation is happening within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is nothing without the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, there is no meaning to the word Sarvavyapi. Or Vishnu. Vishnu means one who is all pervading. There is no meaning. So therefore, this buddhi, this type of mentality that something is beyond Vishnu or something is outside of Krishna is wrong. Here it is clearly said that this manifestation made of the subtle and gross elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. So gross as well as subtle things, they all exist within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Shirodakshai Vishnu, he is present everywhere. Out of causeless mercy toward his devotees, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, exhibits various forms. Ramadi Murtishu Kalaniyamena Tishtha Nana Avatar. Nana Avatar, many forms come. But Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramam Pumanyo Govindam Adi Purusham Tam Aham Bhajami. He exhibits various forms which are all Satchidananda. They are all spiritual, they are all transcendental. The Supreme Lord Krishna is most liberal. When we say Krishna, we also mean Lord Balaram. Krishna and Balram are non-different, which means Lord Ananta Shesh. The Supreme Lord is most liberal and he possesses all mystic power. He is Yogeshwar. To conquer the minds of his devotee, to conquer the minds of his devotees and give pleasure to their hearts. He appears in different incarnations and manifests many pastimes. Yashomati Nandana Brajajana. What is that word? Yashomati Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Brajajana Ranjana. He gives pleasure to all the devotees, Brajavasis. So here, to conquer the minds of his devotees and give pleasure to their hearts, Lord Anantadev appears in different incarnations. Ananta avatar, unlimited incarnations, and manifests many pastimes. Ananta pastimes. Hari Ananta, Hari Katha Ananta. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami has translated this verse as follows. See, Srila Prabhupada is referring to Krama Sandarbha and Laghu Vaishnava Toshni, the two commentaries. This is Krama Sandarbha of Srila Jiva Goswami. Laghu Vaishnava Toshni is specifically for the 10th canto. So Srila Prabhupada is referring to all these commentaries. Saratha Darshani Tika of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the original commentary of Srila Sridhar Swami, Srila Jiva Goswami's commentaries, everything Srila Prabhupada has given us in his purports. Srila Jiva Goswami has translated this verse as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam. It is by Krishna's will that gross and subtle ingredients interact. He appears in various incarnations just to please the hearts of his pure devotees. Paritranaya sadhunam sambhavami yuge yuge. For example, the Supreme Lord Krishna appeared in the transcendental incarnation of Lord Varaha, the boar, just to please his devotees by lifting the planet Earth from the Garbhodaka ocean. Shri Krishna Bhagwan ki jai. Shri Ananta Bhagwan ki jai. So I would like to read a little bit more from the purport of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada to the verse 60. The purport to verse number 61 we read in the entirety, but the purport to verse number 60, I would like to read a little bit more. So here, in the towards the end of the purport, Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is saying, the words murti and vigraha are synonymous. Because see, in this verse, the word murti is used. Shuddha sattva murti, Prabhu. Krishna's vigraha or form is shuddha sattva, purely spiritual. So, Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is saying, the words murti and vigraha are synonymous. Both mean form, the form. All the forms of Lord Vishnu are naturally eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, and purely spiritual. Purely spiritual. His name, form, qualities, associates, and pastimes are all transcendental. The Supreme Lord is factually not impersonal or devoid of spiritual variety, spiritual variegatedness. A conditioned soul who is averse to Lord Krishna cannot comprehend Krishna with his imagination born of mental speculation, which is a product of the material qualities and faults. What are the material qualities? Goodness, passion, ignorance. And what are the faults? Tendency to cheat, tendency to become illusioned, tendency to lie, and the fact that we have imperfect senses. This pramad, bhram, these four defects are there in all of us, all the conditioned souls. But in the Arshavakya, in the words of the great authorities like Srila Shukadeva Goswami, Srila Suta Goswami, Srila Vyasadev, these faults are not there because they are pure. They are not conditioned souls like us. They are pure devotees. The Lord is अधोक्षज सवाय पुंसाम परो धर्मो यथो भक्तिर अधोक्षजे. द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज कॉल्ड अधोक्षज इन श्रीमद भागवतम. द लॉर्ड इज अधोक्षज. व्हाट डज दैट मीन? बियॉन्ड मटेरियल कंसेप्शन. अधोक्षज मीन्स बियॉन्ड मटेरियल कंसेप्शन. इन वन वेरी ब्यूटिफुल लेक्चर Srila Prabhupada was explaining what is the meaning of adhokshaja. Srila Prabhupada was saying that the Sanskrit alphabets, they begin with A and they end with Ksha. And everything that we write, everything that we read, everything that we understand through language lies between A and Ksha. A to Z. Everything we write is coming between this realm of A to Z. A to Ksha in Sanskrit. So it is born of these letters. Ja means to be born. Aksha ja. Ja means janma, to be born. So everything that we have read, everything that we can write, it is between A and Ksha. Aksha ja. And Krishna is adho ksha ja. Whatever we can create, whatever we can imagine, whatever we can write, adho. Krishna humbles it, pushes it down, shows it to be very insignificant. That is Krishna. Adhokshaja, beyond our perception, beyond our imagination, beyond our description, beyond our grasp. That is Lord Adhokshaja. Lord is Adhokshaja, or beyond material conception. And the living entities are also transcendental and superior to the material nature. We are definitely superior to the material nature because we are also spiritual. We are Chinmay. The word sabar in this verse means of the material and spiritual world. So here, Shuddha Sattva Murti Prabhu Dhare Na Karunai Ye Vigrahe Sabara Prakasha Sulilai. Therefore, in the translation, sabara is translated as all the activities in this material world are conducted. And of course, spiritual world also. Spiritual world is directly under Krishna's control. Material world indirectly through the three guna avatars who are predominating over the three modes of material nature that is always active in the spiritual, in the material world. And so all activities are conducted within Krishna's form. The word sabar in this verse means of the material and spiritual worlds. In other words, of this material world, which is a mixture of cause and effect, and of the spiritual worlds, including all Vishnu tattvas. The word sulilai means natural, or by the influence of wonderful pastimes. Su means very beautiful, wonderful. Lila means pastimes. And what does he do? Nija jana mano ranje haya kutuhali. Lord Ananta, through his Ananta Leelas, is always engaged in giving pleasure to his own dear devotees and associates. So now, my dear friends, we will discuss how our Balramji, who is Ananta Shesh, is always engaged in the transcendental activity of giving pleasure to his devotees. And this is very sweet. Srimad Bhagavatam, I'm having some breaking in audio. Is everyone having the same problem?
No, Prabhuji, you're good. We can hear you properly.
Okay, Mataji. So, it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam in a very beautiful way how Lord Balram, who is Lord Anantadev, always engages in giving pleasure to the devotees. And this is described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, my dear friends, chapter number 65. When Krishna, Balram, they were living in Dwarka, the residents of Sri Vrindavan Dham were literally dying in separation from Krishna and Balram. So many years had passed and they had not seen Krishna and Balram. Yes, Uddhav had come and given them assurance that Krishna Balram will come. But they had not come yet. And the Brajvasis were suffering in separation. But Nija Jana Mana Ranje Kutuhali. Our Anantashesh or our Balramji, He is always engaged in giving pleasure to his own devotees. And therefore, it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 65. This chapter is entitled, Lord Balram Visits Shri Vrindavan Dham. And in this chapter, it is described how Lord Balram, he was also very eager to meet his friends, his well-wishers, his dear Brajvasis. And he one day got on his chariot. He mounted his chariot and traveled to Shri Vrindavan Dham. Because he knew that the Brajvasis were long suffering in anxiety, in separation from Krishna and Balram. So he went, and immediately he went to Nanda Bhavan and he met his parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maiya. He offered them respects. He fell at their lotus feet and greeted them with prayers. You can only imagine the bliss of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maiya. Of course, Rohini Maiya is not there. Rohini Maiya is living with Balramji in Dwarka, because she is the wife of Vasudeva Maharaj. But our poor Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya, they are suffering in separation. So suddenly one day, without any warning, they see their darling Balram in front of them. Now many years have passed, but please remember that Balramji was exactly how he was when he left Vrindavan. It's not like he had aged, he had wrinkles on his face and some of his hair had become gray. No, no, no. He is always Nava Yavanamcha, always ever youthful, as Brahma Samhita describes. Always, Krishna Balram are always youthful. So he went, he offered obeisances, and he embraced with so much love his parents. So we will see how Lord Ananta or Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda Ram is always engaged in giving pleasure to devotees in different rasas. Those in Sakhya, those in Vatsalya, those in Madhurya. So as far as Vatsalya Bhakta are concerned, his parents, Yashoda Maiya and Nanda Baba, he embraced them with love. And they were all shedding tears of love, bathing each other with showers of tears of love. Finally, Nanda and Yashoda, they spoke. Oh, Balram. Now there is some hint of Aishwarya here. And our acharyas explain that this could be sarcasm for chastisement. Because why Nanda and Yashoda, who used to bathe and feed and do everything for Balramji, now suddenly call him God? So there is some sarcasm. Oh, now you have become a very big person. Now you have forgotten us. So like that. So they are saying, oh, Lord of the universe, Baldev, you and your younger brother Krishna, may you always protect us. Protect us means protect us by giving us your association, giving us your darshan. All we want is you. Saying this, Nanda and Yashoda, they embraced Balram again and again and moistened him with their tears of love. Lord Balramji, after having offered his obeisances to Nanda and Yashoda, he offered his obeisances to all the elder cowherd men and ladies in whose homes, along with Krishna, he used to steal butter, with whose children he used to play as a young boy. And then he greeted the younger ones who were his equals, who were his age, who were his playmates in Gokul. He embraced them and greeted them with great affection. He met them with smiles, with handshakes, and so many personal dealings according to appropriate age and degree of friendship and relationships. Balramji reciprocated. Then he accepted a comfortable seat that was offered to him by the Brajvasis, and they all gathered around him. The young Gopas and Gopis, the elder Gopas and Gopis, Nanda, Yashoda, and everyone, all the friends, relatives of Vrindavan, they all assembled around Shri Balaramji. Now imagine, there have been years since they have had any news of Krishna and Balram. And now Balaramji himself has come. So they all gathered around him. And their voices choked with emotion Vadanam gadgada yudharagira. With their voices choked up with emotion, faltering out of love, they asked Balramji about the welfare of Arvindaksha, the lotus-eyed Krishna, about Krishna's health and all the other residents of Dwarka, like Vasudev Maharaj, Devaki Rani, and others, Rohini Maya. And in turn, Balramji answered their questions and asked all of them about their welfare, about their children, about their agriculture, their homes, what was happening. He was just asking them in return. Then the Brajvasis asked something very touching to the heart. They asked Balram, Baldavji, does Krishna sometimes still remember us? Does Krishna remember us? Do you remember us sometimes when you are in Dwarka? It is our great fortune that you and Krishna have killed King Kansa. And you have defeated him. And you have freed Vasudev Maharaj and Devaki and Maharaj Ugrasen from the jail. It is very good. All the Mathura devotees are now safe and secure. And now we have heard that you are living in a very fortified place called Dwarka in the middle of the ocean. There's a lot of security there and beautiful palaces. We are happy to know about your prosperity. But do all of you and Krishna sometimes at least remember us? Because you spend 11 years of your life with us. Do you sometimes remember us? Then the younger gopis. Now, of course, this is happening in private. Now, Balramji has moved to another place where the young gopis are. It's not like the men and women are going to crowd together. So first he spoke to the elder gopis and gopas. Then he spoke to his friends, the gopas, his gopa friends. Now he is with the young gopis, the Vrajavadhus. And they are asking. They ask him, is our Shamsundar happy with the very educated and aristocratic ladies of Dwarka? Does Krishna remember his family members here in Vrindavan, especially Nanda and Yashoda Maiya? Does he remember them? Baldavji, do you think Krishna will ever come back at least once to see Mother Yashoda? Does Krishna remember all the services that we did for him? Here, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the gopis are referring to the many intimate services that they performed for Krishna, like making vanamala, flower garlands for Krishna, getting him fruits from the forest to eat when he was tired in the middle of the Raslila. So all these services that the gopis performed for Krishna, they are asking Baldavji, does Krishna remember all the services that we performed? Then the gopis said that for the sake of Krishna, we gave up our mothers, fathers, brothers, husbands, children, sisters, and all these family relations, which are very difficult to give up. But that Krishna has abandoned us and he has gone away, breaking all the ties of affection. How can we trust him? He just left us. Even though we gave up everything for him, he just left us. See, it is Krishna's promise that ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyam. As we approach Krishna, as we serve Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. But Krishna is not reciprocating with us. We gave up everything for him. So he should at least spend some time with us. But he left us. We left everyone and everything for Krishna, and Krishna left us. And he's living with those queens in Dwarka. How can we ever trust Krishna? There's a similar verse, my dear friends, in a similar thing the gopis are saying in separation from Krishna. in the 31st chapter of the 10th canto. This is the 65th chapter. In the 31st chapter, the Gopi Geet chapter, there's a similar verse that the gopis say. Does anyone know what that verse is? Anyone would like to unmute and say that verse in Gopi Geet? That has exactly the same meaning, that we gave up our husbands, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, children, all relations.
Wow.
Very, very, very beautiful. Pati sutanvaya bhratar bandhavan ati vilanghate achyutagata gati vidastavo gita mohita kitavayoshita kastya jainnishi. In the middle of the night you have abandoned us. Kastya jainnishi. Kitava, they're calling him a cheater. Oh, cheater, kitava, you have left all of us in the middle of the night. When for your sake, we gave up that which is very difficult to give up. Pati, suta, no, bhratar, bandhavan, everyone, all the relations we break for you. And you just left us. We wonder how the intelligent, educated women of Dwarka can trust such a kitava, such a cheater. How can they? They are telling Balramji, he's such a cheater. He has such a bad reputation. Lampat. How can the educated, aristocratic, beautiful ladies of Mathura and Dwarka trust such a fellow? He's so ungrateful. How do they believe his words? Oh, we know why. Because of his beautiful smile and because of his sidelong glances, which arouse so much love in the hearts of the women. Another gopi said, why are we even talking about Krishna? Why are we even talking about him? Let's talk about someone else. If he can spend his time without us, completely neglecting us, why should we spend our time talking about him and thinking about him? This is love, my dear friends. This is love. And this type of love is only in Vrindavan. The Dwarka Mahishinis, the Dwarka queens will never speak like this. Oh, why should we talk about Krishna? No, they have awe and reverence. They will never speak like this. Except Satyabhama. Because she is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. So she has that Vamya Bhava. So speaking like this, the gopis started one by one enacting and remembering different pastimes of Krishna. And he's referred to as Shauri here. Krishna is referred to as Shauri in the 15th verse of the 65th chapter of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The gopis are calling Krishna Shauri. This is also sarcastic. Shauri means one who is very shurveer, very brave. But a brave person will never abandon ladies in the middle of the night. He will never do that. Of course, Shauri also means the descendant of Shurasen. But Shauri also means one who is very chivalrous, very brave. So because he abandoned them and went away, they are sarcastically calling him Shauri. Oh, the brave one has left us. He left us in the middle of the night. Now, does anyone know the verse immediately after the Gopi Geet, the beginning of chapter 32 of the 10th canto, where Krishna is referred to as Shauri, when he comes back in the Rasa Mandali and gets reunited with the gopis? When Krishna becomes reunited with the gopis, he is called as Shauri. Anyone knows that verse? Would like to unmute and say?
Krishna. Tasha Mahavir put Shauri Priyamanam Kambuja.
Very nice. Very nice.
Pitambara.
Dharvas. Pitambara Dharasvarga Sakshat Manmatha Manmatha.
Very nice. Manmatha Manmatha means Madan Mohan. The one who attracts. Manmatha is Cupid. So Sakshat Manmatha Manmatha means one who churns the heart of the one who churns the heart of everyone. Manmatha. Cupid is called Manmatha. Sakshat Manmatha Manmatha means is Madan Mohan. So yes, Tasam Avirbu Shauri, the second verse of the 32nd chapter. Tasam Avirbu Shauri, Smayamana Mukhambuja, Pitambara Dharasragvi, Sakshan Manmatha Manmataha. Tasam Avirbu Shauri, the Shauri Krishna Avirbhut, he advented himself again in the company of the gopis in the Rasa Mandali. And how was he? Tasam Avirbhut Shauri Smayamam. He was smiling. He was smiling. The gopis are calling him, rascal, you left us and now you are coming smiling. But his smile is so beautiful that the gopis forget all their anger, all their pain, all their sorrow. Everything is gone by Krishna's sweet smile. Sucharu Vaktra Mandalam. His face is so beautiful, smile is so beautiful that the gopis forgot everything. Tasa Mahavirbhu Shauri Smayamana Mukha Ambuja. His beautiful, fresh, lotus-like face. Seeing his beautiful smile, the gopis forgot all their pain, all their lamentation that they experienced just minutes ago. Tasa Mahavirbhu Shauri Smayamana Mukha Ambuja Pitambara Dhara. Their darling Krishna was wearing his Pitambara Vastra. Pitambara Dhara Sragvi. And he was wearing beautiful forest garlands, Vanamala. Pitambara Dhara Sragvi Sakshat Manmatha Manmatha. He is the Cupid of all Cupids. He is Madan Mohan. Therefore, he is called Shauri. We know why they are trusting him, why the Dwaraka queens are trusting him. Because they are remembering, they are always completely captivated by Krishna's laughter, Krishna's smiles, Krishna's loving embraces, Krishna's pleasing conversations, his secret talks with them. When they remember all this, they will forget all their anger. The gopis are saying, this is Krishna. He's all attractive. No matter how angry we are with Krishna, just having darshan of Krishna, seeing his beautiful face, his smile, remembering how Krishna speaks, how Krishna talks, how Krishna laughs, how Krishna shares his heart with us, the gopis would always forget everything else. Again, there is a verse in Gopi Geet. Can someone unmute and say, where the gopis are saying, that we are remembering your smiles, we are remembering your confidential talks with us, and that is giving so much separation to us. We are feeling so much separation from you. Remembering your smile, your pleasing conversations.
Madhuraya gira valvakyaya buddha manugya pushkarekshana vidhikaririma pira mohyati radarasiduna vyayayasvana.
Yes, very good. This one, and there is one more verse.
Yes, after, I think,
not Tavakathamritam. Krishna's, huh?
Rahasi Samvidam.
Yes, Rahasitam Priya Prema
Vikshanam Viharanam Chate Rahasi Samvido Yaridi Sprisha Kuhakano Manaha Kshobayanti. I think
oh, that. Yes, so beautiful. Yes. Prahasitam Priya. Prahasitam means his beautiful smile. Has. Prahasitam Priya. Prema Vikshanam. Vikshanam means glance. And Prema Vikshanam means his loving glances. Oh Krishna, we are remembering your loving glances, your sweet smile. Prahasitam Priya. Prema Vikshanam. Viharanam chate dhyana mangalam. And it is so pleasing, so auspicious to remember how we used to walk with you in the forest. Krishna would walk with the gopis, sometimes keeping his hand on their shoulder, sometimes keeping his hand around their waist, sometimes holding hands with them, just walking in the forest of Vrindavan. So, prahasitam priya prema vikshanam. Viharanam chate. Viharanam chate means to do vihar. Vihar. Vrindavan vihari Krishna. Rasa vihari Krishna. Just walking with Krishna. Prahasitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam rahasi samvido. Samvido means samvad, conversation. And rahasi means confidential. Rahasya. Sometimes Krishna would come and confidentially tell, Gopi, I will meet you in the middle of the night under that particular tree on the bank of Yamuna, okay? He would talk all these confidential things. Sometimes he would embrace Radharani and tell Radharani, hey Radhe, I will never leave you. I promise I will never leave you. And Radharani is remembering those empty promises, those words. Rahasi samvido yaridi sprishaha. Oh, those confidential conversations with you were so touching to the heart, Krishna, when you would come and speak to us. all those promises you made to us. They were so touching to the heart.
Rahasi samvido yaridi sprishaha kuhakano manaha kshobhayanti.
Oh, cheater, we are remembering all these things. Prahasitam priya, your sweet smiles, your conversations, you walking with us, you having confidential talks with us. We are remembering all this and now it is all giving pain to our heart. That which gave so much pleasure, those same memory of those same incidents is now giving pain to us. Krishna, please come back. Please come back. Rurudu suswaram rajan, Krishna darshana lalasa. This is what happens to a devotee. Just crying for Krishna. This is the perpetual life of a devotee. Just to cry for Krishna. Because Krishna is very chanchal and he likes to test his devotees. They began to cry. The gopis began to cry after saying this. But the Supreme Lord Balram, he is very expert at reconciliation. Srila Shukdeva Goswami writes in this chapter, in verse number 16. And what did he do? He had brought confidential messages from Krishna for the gopis. And one by one, Balramji started narrating the confidential messages that Krishna sent for each and every gopi. Each and every gopi. Individually. And this gave great pleasure to the gopis. It was as if having Krishna in their midst. Because Krishna's message, Krishna's words is non-different from Krishna. So in this way, my dear friends, Balramji, he gave pleasure to the gopis. And he stayed there for 2 months, pleasing the gopis and giving them so much happiness and hope by narrating different pastimes of Krishna. And now the verse that all of you are singing, that comes. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. Their life was tapta jivanam, the gopis, without Krishna. But Krishna's katha, the amrit, the nectar of Krishna katha, brought them back to life. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam shrimadatatam bhuvi grinantiye bhuridajana. Therefore, Sri Balramji is bhuridajana. He is very, very merciful, very magnanimous, very magnanimous. Because he is giving the greatest charity to the gopis. What is that charity? Krishna Kathamritam. Krishna Kathamritam. Tapta Jivanam. To give them relief from the tap of separation, from the pain of separation, he is giving them Krishna Katha. Therefore, Balramji is Bhurida Jana. He also gave messages that Krishna had sent for Nanda and Yashoda. And for all the uncles and aunties and elder gopas and gopis and all the friends also. In this way, Balramji saved the life and gave so much pleasure to Nanda Yashoda, to the friends, the gopas, and to Krishna's girlfriends, the gopis. This is our Balramji, always giving pleasure. But then there were some gopis who were Shri Balramji's gopis, lovers. And there were some gopis who were quite young when Krishna Balram left Vrindavan. And they never got a chance to participate in the Rasa Leela. What did Lord Balramji do for them? He stayed in Vrindavan, my dear friends, for 2 full months. And every night he had Rasa Leela in the beautiful forests of Vrindavan during the months of Madhu and Madhav. He had Ras Leela with those gopis also, who were too young to participate in Ras Leela when Krishna and Balram left Vrindavan. But they had a desire that they also wanted to participate in the Ras Leela. And that desire also was remembered by Balramji, and that desire was completely fulfilled. Balramji has his own group of gopis, and Shri Krishna has his own group of gopis. They are not the same, different sets of gopis. So, Jaya Jaya Rama Ghata Rohini Nandan. Our Rohini Nandan Balram, he had Rasa Leela on the banks of Yamuna with his own gopis. for 2 months every night and gave them so much pleasure. So this is our Balramji, always creating situations to give pleasure to go to the different types of devotees, and always doing different pastimes to facilitate the purpose of Krishna. That is Balramji. Even when he came as Lakshman, he's always doing that, even at his own cost. Whether he's Lakshman, whether he's Balram, always sacrificing his own mood, his own purpose, for the purpose of Krishna. That is Ananta. That is Nityananda Ram. That is Balaram. Krishna wanted to teach this world a lesson. And what was that lesson? That no matter how powerful you are, if you are on the side of Adharma, if you don't give up Asatsanga, because Asatsanga, Tyag Ei Vaishnav Achar. If one does not give up Asatsanga, one will be defeated. This Krishna wanted to teach the world. And to teach, he used his greatest devotee, Lord Balram. Lord Balram. Because Balram wanted his student, Duryodhan, to marry his sister, Subhadra. And what did Krishna do? Krishna made Balramji's plans fail. Krishna foiled the plan of Balramji to teach the world that you may be as powerful as Balram, but if you are supporting someone evil, someone who represents a dharma, irreligiosity, if you're on the side of irreligiosity, if you're on the side of Duryodhan, then your plans will not come to pass. Your plans will fail. To teach this, now this Krishna, this principle Krishna could have taught using anybody else as an example, but it will not be so impressive. But when we see, wow, Krishna's elder brother Baldav, Lord Balram, even he cannot make Duryodhan win. Oh, then it becomes very clear to all of us that if we are on the side of Adharma, we will fail. Balramji wanted to kill Bhim when Bhim hit Duryodhan below the waist. It's there in Mahabharata. Balramji wanted to kill. He attacked Bhim, but Krishna stopped. And he dissuaded Balramji from doing so. So again, Balramji's plans fail. You see, Balramji is repeatedly failing in his mission, in his plans, just to become a willing puppet in the hands of Krishna, because Krishna wants to make a point for all of us. And the point is that we must be on the side of the devotees. We should never be on the side of the non-devotees. We should always be on the side of Dharma. We should always fight for Dharma. We should never fight against Dharma. If we do, we will be defeated no matter who we are, even though we may be as powerful as Balram, or even though we may be as powerful as Shri Bhishma Dev. Krishna used these two powerful devotees, my dear friends. And these two great powerful devotees became willing puppets as a negative example of what should not be done. Hare Krishna. That takes so much surrender and so much selflessness and absence of false ego to play such a role. What Bhishma Dev and Balramji did. Always, even as Shri Lakshmanji. Lakshmanji is Ananta. In fact, just this morning, my dear friend, His Grace Hari Parshad Prabhu, he sent me a very nice message. The photo of a temple in Pushkar, where Balramji ended his earthly pastimes 5,000 years ago and went down to the lower planets, the Rasatala planets, the Patala planets, to become Anantashesh. To merge into Anantashesh. Send that message. That temple is still there, which commemorates this Leela. So Lakshmanji is Anantashesh. Balramji is the source of Anantashesh. Lakshman, Balram, Nityanandaram. So this Anantadev, Lord Anantadev, he came in Treta Yuga as Lakshman. And what Leela did Anantadev do? He's fighting with Indrajit, Meghnad, the son of Ravan. And agrees to get injured and falls down on the ground. And again, later on in the battle, Ravan does the same thing to Lakshmanji. He is hit by the Shakti weapon. And again, Lakshman falls down, practically lifeless. But this is also to teach us a lesson, my dear friends. What is that lesson? The lesson is, Lakshmanji here on the battlefield is playing the role of a devotee. And Hanumanji is playing the role of a sadhu. Sadhu guru. Lord Ramachandra is the supreme personality of Godhead. And who is Ravan? Ravan is one of the six different incarnations that Jay and Vijay took together in this material world. And they each represent one of the Shad Ripus, the six enemies. And Ravan specifically represents lust, kam. So Ravan represents lust. And his son, Indrajit, who is born from Ravan, also represents lust, because he's a product of lust. So Indrajit and Ravan both represent lust in the battle of Lanka. Lakshman represents a devotee. Hanumanji represents a sadhu. And Lord Ramchandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the lesson that Lakshmanji wants to show us through this Leela in the verses, the two verses that we read today of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat? The whole theme was that different Leelas are performed by Anantadev to teach us, to protect us, and to give us pleasure. So what is Lakshmanji teaching us through this pastime? The battlefield of Lanka represents this material world, Hare Krishna. And in this material world, we have to fight these Vairi. Krishna, Lord Krishna calls them enemies, eternal enemy. Vairi, we have to fight. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj said that we are spiritual warriors. So on this battlefield called this material world, represented by the battlefield of Lanka, when we are fighting with the enemies, sometimes we may be overcome by the anarthas. Specifically, the main anartha is lust. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajoguna samudbhava. Mahashano, mahapapma, vedyanam eha, vairina. Vairi. These are enemies. Sometimes, my dear friends, in our fight against maya, in our fight against the vices, our anarthas, we may be overcome. Lord Anantadev, Sri Lakshmanji, is teaching us this principle. Sometimes even great devotees, like Lakshman, they may be overcome. Hare Krishna. But when we fall down because of anarthas, specifically when we fall down because of lust, what happens? We fall down lifeless, almost lifeless, but we don't die. Please, we have to understand this point. Lakshmanji is teaching us by his own example that when we are defeated by the anarthas and we have a fall down, we may fall down as if we are lifeless, but we can never be killed. Lust can never kill us. Anger can never kill us. Greed can never kill us. Pride, ego, and envy can never kill us. They can keep us in a coma for a long time, but they can never kill us, because Jivera Swarup Hai Krishna Ranityadas. We are eternally Krishna's. That loving propensity that we have in our heart, that nothing and no one can diminish, take away, or destroy. It may be covered, it may be lost, but it can never be destroyed. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoye Shravanadi Suddha Chitti Koriye Udoye. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema is always there with us. Nothing and no one can take it away from us. Lakshmanji is teaching us this. Lord Anantadev is teaching us this principle that we may fall down, but we will not die. Never think that it is finished. Now I can never become a devotee again. I have no hope. Never. A devotee should never be without hope. We may become victims of anger. We may have an angry outburst. We may become victims to lust. We may act greedily. We may become victims of envy or fault finding, or we may become proud. Yes, we may make mistakes, we may fall down, but we will not die. Our Krishna consciousness will not die. Our bhakti will never die. It can never die. These anarthas have no power to kill our Krishna Bhakti, my dear friends. Lakshman is teaching us. He did not die. And who do we need to revive us? Sadhu, Guru. Hanumanji, immediately he asked Ravan and Indrajit on both the occasions to go away. He fought vigorously with them and they left. And then Hanumanji immediately picked up Lakshman to teach us. Lakshman is teaching us. Who is Hanumanji? Lakshmanji's expansion is Lord Narayan or Karanodakshaya Vishnu. He comes from Ananta. He comes from Balram. He comes from Nityanandaram. From him comes Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And one of the manifestations of Vishnu is Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva's Amsha is Hanumanji. Actually, Lakshmanji is so great. With just desiring, with a blink of an eye, he can kill Indrajit and Ravan. And the whole world can be destroyed. But he's teaching us, my dear friends. Look at the Ananta Leela of Lord Anantadev. He's teaching us that we need Sadhu and Guru to pick us up when we have fallen down. Hare Krishna. When we fall down, we need a Sadhu to pick us up. And what does a Sadhu, what does a Guru do after picking us up? What did Hanumanji do with Lakshman? He picked up Lakshman in that precarious position in the battlefield and immediately flew to Lord Ram and placed Lakshmanji on the lap of Shri Ram. Hare Krishna. This is what Lakshmanji is teaching us. That when we fall down, we need senior devotees. We need Sadhu Guru to pick us up. And what will they do? They will pick us up and they will take us to Krishna. There is much more to be explained in this pastime than what Hanumanji does and how everything. But we are 8 minutes over time. But suffice it to say, my dear friends, that Lord Anantadev, who is non-different from Lord Nityananda Ram and Lord Balaram, is having wonderful leelas and giving pleasure to all of us, the devotees, to his own servants, like Hanumanji. How much pleasure Hanumanji got because Lakshmanji performed this leela. Laaye sajeevan lakhan ji aaye Shri Raghupati harshi uralaye. Raghupati keen hi bahut badai tum mama priya bharat hi samabhai. Lakshmanji, the only medicine that could revive him was the Sanjeevani herb. When Sushena, the doctor, he gave that prescription, it was Hanumanji who went and got that prescription in the middle of the night. And that prescription was not available in any pharmacy. There was no 24-hour CVS pharmacy there. He had to go to Himalayan mountains and find that herb. Hanumanji brought the whole mountain for Lakshmanji. Hanumanji was so eager to serve Lakshman, to save Lakshman, and to help Shri Ram, that Hanumanji, he told Lord Ram, when Lord Ram had Lakshman on his lap in a practically lifeless condition, my dear friends, Shri Ramachandra started crying. He said, "Hey Lakshman, you have sacrificed your life for my sake so that I could be reunited with Sita Devi. You have sacrificed your life. You could have lived happily. You could have lived happily with Urmila Devi, your wife, in Ayodhya. You had no business coming here. You had no reason to come here, but you came to serve me and Sita Devi. And see, today you have given the ultimate sacrifice. You have given your life. Now, how will I face your wife? How will I face your mother? Oh, my dear Lakshman, even I should give up my life. But if I give up my life, what will happen to Sita? And what will happen to Vibhishan? Vibhishan has left everything and taken such a risk on the hope that I will defeat Ravan and he will become Lankeshwar. He will become Lankeshwar. Tumharo vachana Vibhishana mana Lankeshwar bhai sabajana jana, sabajaga jana. Vibhishan has so much faith in us and he's thinking we will defeat Ravan and he will become the next king. So I cannot even die. Now I have to live in separation from you, my dear Lakshman. And loudly, piteously, with so much agony, Shri Ramachandra was wailing. Hanumanji said, "Shri Ram, I can see anything, but I cannot see you cry.
Please don't cry. It is said that there is moon. And on moon, because the night had just started, there is moon. And on the moon, there is nectar. Sudhakar. Sudhakar. Sudha means nectar. The moon has nectar. And it gives nectar to the fruits and vegetables. The moon has nectar. I will go and bring the moon and squeeze the Amrit from the moon and give Lakshman. But don't cry. It is said that in Rasatal, where the Nags, they live, they have pots of nectar. I will go down to Rasatal. I will bring the entire Rasatal here and I will give pots and pots of nectar to revive Lakshman. But don't cry. Lord Ramchandra, if you shed one more tear, I will personally go and kill death personified. I will kill Mrityu so that no one will die. Lakshman will not die. You just tell me what is to be done. I can bring the nectar from the moon. I can fight the snakes and bring nectar from Rasatal. Or if you order me, Sri Ram, I will kill death personified himself. So no more problem of death. You just tell me, but don't cry. I can do anything for you. Sushena says, just go and get that herb. Hanumanji, just get Sanjeevani. Such eagerness. Therefore, Tino Lok Hakate Kape. In Hanuman Chalisa, Goswami Tulsidas says, Tino Lok Hakate Kape. Everyone is scared of Hanumanji. The upper planets, moon, lower planets, Rasatal, and earth planet, Mrityu Lok. He said, I will kill Mrityu personified, death personified, I will kill, but don't cry, Sri Ram. When he got Sanjeevani, Laye Sajivan Lakhanaji Aaye. Lakhanji, Lakshmanji, he was revived by the medicine. And Lord Ramachandra was so happy. He embraced Hanumanji and said, till now, Hanumanji, I considered you non-different from me. I loved you as much as me. But today, I love you more than myself. I love you as much as my brother Bharat. Because Lord Ramachandra loves Bharat more than himself. Tum mama priya Bharat hi sama bhai. You are dear to me as Bharat from today. You are more dear to me than my life. From till now, I was to consider you my own body, Hanumanji. You are not different from me. But now, I consider you even greater than me, even more dear to me. Therefore, my dear friends, Hanumanji was the recipient of such mercy, such love, such reciprocation from Sri Ram. Why? Because our Lakshman, our Sahasravadan, Ananta with thousand mouths, Sahasravadan, Ananta Dev agreed to fall down on the battlefield. This is the Leela. Su Leelaya. In today's verse we were reading, Su Leelaya. This is Su Leelaya, such sweet Leela. And therefore Lord Ramachandra proclaimed, Sahasravadana tumaro jashagave. Asa kahi Shripati kantha lagave. Lord Ramchandra said that Sahasravadan tumharo jashagave. Oh Hanumanji, Sahasravadan tumharo jashagave. Sahasravadan, Lord Ananta sings your glories. Asa kahi Shripati, Shripati, Sitapati Ram kantha lagave. Alingan, he embraced Hanumanji saying this. And who is Sahasravadan? It is Lord Ananta Dev, who has been described in these verses today. So this is how our Anantadev, Lakshmanji, Balramji, Nityanandaram, they are giving pleasure to devotees in the Dasya Bhav, like Hanumanji, giving pleasure to all of us sadhaks through this beautiful Sulilaya, beautiful pastimes, to devotees in Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. This was the message I wanted to share with all of you, dear devotees. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Srila Vrindavandas Thakur Mahashay ki jai, our most beloved founder Acharya, our Pranadhan, our everything, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
His grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu ki jai. Thank you so much.
All glories to all of you.
Such a wonderful class. Very, very nice, Prabhu. And describing Sulila, the beautiful pastimes of Anantadev. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I don't have any question, but really appreciate the way you took us. Krishna took Gopiki through the message of Balram to Ram Leela. It was an excellent session, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
So if there are no questions, I think.
Devotees, if you have any question, kindly please raise your hands or unmute. Megha Mataji, you want to say something?
Yes, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Prabhu, I don't have any question, but I just wanted to say your class was very, very greatly amazing. That's not even a word. But like you, your enthusiasm totally made me go into this, you know, like visualize everything. So I can even see that you were in it. So it was just very beautiful. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. I just wanted to, I don't have any great words to even appreciate, but this is all I can do. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Megha Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Gail Mataji. Go ahead.
Next. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Gail Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. I think you got muted. You can unmute, Mother.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. Sorry. You were mentioning the Vasalila that Balaram has with the young gopis. And so I was just wondering if those young gopis, because they're young and too young to participate in the Vasa dance with Krishna, would they be considered a type of manjari? Or is that only in connection with Krishna Leela?
No, there are manjaris. These are gopis, Mataji, because when they participated in the Rasa Leela, when Balaramji visited Vrindavan, they had grown up. And this is coming from the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He explains these details, that there were younger gopis who could not participate, but now they had grown up. So when Balaramji came, he had Rasa Leela with the grown-up gopis. Grown-up means they were 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Kavita Mataji? Oh, sorry. You can unmute, Mataji. Kavita Mataji, you can unmute. Sorry, you'll have to... Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
I don't have any question, but just I want to tell, it is my second class I'm attending us, and I heard about you a lot. It is as you explained, like, and I could feel like it was like totally, it is happening in front of my eyes. So I'm blessed that I get a chance to hear you, Prabhu. Thanks a lot.
Hare Krishna. Thanks. Thank you, Kavita Mataji. Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, Hare Krishna Prabhu, in regard to what Gaurangi Mataji asked, I have the same question. So are there any manjaris described with connection to Balaram Leela, or it's only with Krishna Leela?
As far as I have read, I have only read in connection with Krishna Leela, because our focus is Krishna. But we will have to look at the literature, because Balaramji also has his Rasa Leela, and Rasa Leela can never take place without manjaris, because it is manjaris who prepare the Rasa Mandali, manjaris who prepare everything for the Rasa Leela. So, but I have not, because we don't have so many details about Balaramji's Rasa Leela. Only few verses are mentioned in this chapter 65 of Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. So I don't know, but manjaris are basically younger gopis who are like in the mood of maid servant to the gopis who are participating in the Rasa Leela. They are a few years younger, between the age of 9 and 11. So I cannot say I have read, but Rasa Leela cannot take place without the manjaris. There can be no Rasa Leela without the manjaris. So that's what I would like to say. Is that okay, Mataji?
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Parima Mataji. Hare Krishna, Parima Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranams to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And thank you so much for your nectarian class, as usual, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
All your classes are wonderful. Prabhuji, I had this question. As you said that the manjaris prepare the ras mandap and everything. But Prabhuji, where in this gopi geet, when Krishna was dancing with the gopis, were there manjaris also? Was he dancing with the manjaris also? Yes.
So manjaris are always there in the rasa leela. But the whole manjari seva is how to assist Srimati Radharani in her rasa leela. So all the ingredients that are required for Ras Leela, like the garland, the sandalwood paste, and other ingredients, kumkum, all that is brought by the manjaris. All that is prepared by the manjaris. All the decorations, everything in the Ras Mandali, everything is done by the manjaris. So manjaris are there, but Krishna is dancing with Radharani and other associates of Radharani, like Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, the Ashta Sakhis, like that.
But not the manjaris.
Madhuri, I don't want to publicly say all these details, but sometimes Krishna, he dances with the manjaris also.
No, the reason I'm asking this question is, Prabhu, that the Maharas is the highest thing that the gopis received. That's the highest. I mean, there's nothing beyond the Maharas. So I was kind of wondering if the manjaris were bereft of that. That's the only...
No. Like I said, there cannot be Ras Leela without the manjaris. So manjaris are there, they are not bereft. And in the spiritual world, see, it's not like a funfair that if I don't get to sit on the giant wheel, I am bereft. Oh, everybody is getting to sit on the giant wheel, but I cannot sit on the giant wheel. It's not like Disney World where you have to be on the ride to enjoy it. The manjari's greatest pleasure is to see Radha and Krishna together. Radha and Krishna dancing together, Radha and Krishna embracing each other. That is the greatest joy for the manjaris. So just because a manjari may not embrace Krishna, they do, but I'm saying if they don't, it's not like they are going to feel bereft or they are going to feel, oh, something is lacking. I wish I was Radharani or I wish I was Lalita Sakhi. No, that feeling never comes. Yeah, they are completely satisfied in their service and their greatest joy is Nayane Herivo Sada Yugal Rupa Rashi. Nayane Herivo Sada Yugal Rupa Rashi. Yugala. Seeing Radha and Krishna together is the greatest joy for the manjaris. Even Shri Narottam Das Thakur says, Shama Gauri Ange Dibo Chandane Ragandha Chamara Dulabo Kabe Heri Mukha Chandra. So Narottama Thakur is not sitting on the swing. Radha and Krishna are sitting on the swing. And he's offering them chamar, he's offering them tambul and everything. He's offering them malati, flower mala. He's offering them chandan. But he is just happy taking darshan of their moon-like faces. Heri Mukha Chandra. The moon-like faces of Radha and Krishna, just looking at them, he is getting so much bliss. So manjaris, they are not bereft of any pleasure. In fact, Pariva Mataji, listen to this very carefully. In fact, the pleasure that the manjaris get is greater than the pleasure that the gopis get. And our acharyas explain the analogy of a tulsi plant. So there is a tulsi plant, there is a stem, there are the branches, there are the leaves, and there is the manjari at the very tip of the branches, correct? The manjaris are always found at the tips. So when the wind blows, which part of the tulsi plant moves the most?
It's the manjaris first.
It's the manjaris, yes. So similarly, in Goloka Vrindavan, there is Krishna, who is like the stem, and there are the gopis, like the tulsi leaves, and then there are the manjaris like Rupa Manjari, Ananga Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, Rati Manjari, Guna Manjari. There are all these manjaris are there who are like the manjaris of the plant. And when the wind of Krishna Leela blows, when the wind of Ras Leela blows, it is the manjaris who experience the greatest spiritual ecstasy. This is a spiritual mathematics that one who is at the bottom, one who is serving menially, servant of the servant, gets the greatest joy, gets the greatest pleasure. Why? Because Krishna will eat the wonderful bhoga that the manjaris have cooked. And sometimes the sakhis also help. They supervise or they may participate. So what the manjaris ingredients they have brought, what they have cooked for the divine couple, that Krishna will eat. And Krishna will give it to Radharani. Or sometimes Radharani will eat it first. And then Radharani will give her maha to Krishna, depending on the leela. It happens both ways. And then the mahaprasad of the divine couple, Radhesham, is given to the manjaris. Is given to the gopis, is given to the manjaris. So because we are getting the maha, 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 we experience the greatest joy. Greatest. The manjari experience the greatest pleasure. So like that. Is that helpful, Parima Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your explanation. Prabhuji, they experience the same moods as Radharani. That means, because as you said, that the manjaris are the first people to experience everything. So their moods are also must be similar to Radharani's moods, because since they are the direct expansions.
Yes, mood is similar. And yes, the manjaris like Rupa Manjari and Lavanga Manjari, they are actually not ordinary souls. They are direct expansions of Srimati Radharani. So yes, the manjaris also have similar bhav, madhurya bhav. They have conjugal love for Krishna. But their conjugal love is not that I want to enjoy with Krishna. I want to dance with Krishna. I want to be embraced by Krishna. I want to be kissed by Krishna. That is not their bhav. Their bhav is, how can I facilitate the leela between Radha and Krishna? That is their... And specifically, they are always... The manjaris are 100% Radha-centric. There are no Krishna-centric manjaris. They are always Radha Adhik Sneha. They always have more love and affection for Srimati Radharani. So they are always on the side of Radharani. When Radha and Krishna are playing chess or they are playing any games, the manjaris are always, they are on the side of Srimati Radharani. So they have Madhurya Bhav. Even the trees, like I have said so many times, even the trees of Rasa Mandali, they are also not in Shantaras. They are also in Madhurya Ras. Even the dust of Rasasthali is in Madhurya Ras. Therefore, Srila Sanatan Goswami sent the dust, the Vraj Raj from Rasa Mandali with Jagadananda Pandit to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Remember? In the Ante Leela. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would every day take a little bit of that. So, because even that dust has got Madhurya Prem. So the Rasa Mandali, all the trees, the dust, everything, the parrots, they are all having that Madhurya Bhav. They don't have Shanta Bhav or Dasya Bhav. They all have the mood of Radharani. Madhurya Prem, Shringar Ras, Adi Ras, Ujwal, Unnat Ujwal Ras. They all have that. Otherwise, you cannot participate in the Ras Leela.
Yes.
So they have the same Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, but not the same inclinations and desires. The manjaris don't have ambition that I want to be, you know, embraced by Krishna, or I want to dance with Krishna, or I want to sit with Krishna on the swing. Although sometimes Radharani will do it. Sometimes Radharani will push the manjari to Krishna and Krishna will embrace. And the manjari will feel very scared, very, very shy, and then come running back to Radharani. Sometimes Radharani will even ask the manjari to sit on the swing with Krishna. Yes. So all those experiences are there by Radharani's mercy also. Is that okay, Parima Mataji?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranams to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So I think
there are no more questions. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Yes, Komadiki Mataji, would you like to take over and end the call? Are you there?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice to you. Enlightening class. I should say, Katha, not the class. Anyway, and very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again and again and again in the future. And since nobody has any questions, permission.
Actually, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I was just debating whether I should actually ask. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Can I just ask one follow-up to the last answer? You know, as you said, the manjis, they don't have... Oh, I'm sorry, I have to move to another place. I'm sorry. Yeah, as you said, the manjis, they don't have the desire to, like, you know, embrace Krishna, swing with Krishna. So if they don't have such desires, then in what way are we considering that their mood is conjugal?
Their mood is conjugal because their actions, their highest meditation is to facilitate the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So therefore, because they have that bhav, they have that mood, therefore they can enter into the leela of assisting. Unless one has that bhav, for example, why do the cowherd friends of Krishna, the sakhas, not enter the ras leela? Why? Because they don't have that unnat ujwala ras. They don't have that parakya bhav. They don't have that madhurya bhav. They have sakhya bhav. Even among madhurya bhav, Gail Mataji, even among madhurya bhav, unless one has that adi ras, that shringar ras, the unnat ujwala ras, the ras without any consideration of aishwarya, just pure madhurya, one cannot enter the ras leela. Yasmin maharasa vilasa leela na prapayam shri apisa tapobhi tatro lasanman junikunja punje mamastu vrindavana eva vasa. In the Vrindavanashtakam, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Yasmin maharasa vilasa leela, the maharas that Her Grace Parima Mataji was referring to, the Maharas Leela, Yasmin Maharas Vilas Leela, Na Prap Yam Shri. Shri means Lakshmiji, Goddess Lakshmi, Na Prapya. She could not attain the Ras Leela. Tapo Bhi, even though she did tapasya. Even though Lakshmiji, Shriji did tapasya, she did not get entrance into the Ras Leela. Yasmin Maharasa Vilasa Leela Na Prapyayam Shri Rapisa Tapobhi. But as a Manjari, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Yasmin Maharasa Vilasa Leela Na Prapyayam Shri Rapisa Tapobhi Tatro Lasan Manju Nikunja Punje Mamastu Vrindavana Eva Vasa. But as far as I am concerned, I just want to go into the Nikunjas of those places where the conjugal pastimes take place and Rasila take place. And I never want to leave Vrindavan. I only want Vrajvas, because this is where the Maharasila takes place, in which the Manjaris assist. So even among Madhurya Prem, Lakshmiji has Madhurya Ras, correct? She doesn't have Sakhya or Vatsa. She has Madhurya Ras. But her Madhurya Ras is Swakya. Krishna is my husband. And it is mixed with Aishwarya. I am goddess of fortune. And he is Narayan. Because that bhav is there, and Lakshmiji does not have gopi bhav, she cannot enter. She cannot enter. But the Manjaris, they are the ones, like I said again, Ras Leela cannot take place without the Manjaris. The Manjaris are everywhere. Radharani doesn't go anywhere without her Manjaris, without her maidservant. Because she is Vrindavaneshwari Radha, Krishna Vrindavaneshwara. She is Vrindavaneshwari. She is the queen of Vrindavan. A queen will never go without her maidservants. And we are the maidservants, the Manjaris. So therefore, the Manjari Seva is the highest Seva, higher even than the Ashtasakis. Shri Rupa Manjari is more intimate with Srimati Radharani than even Lalita Sakhi. Hare Krishna. Lalita Sakhi is the dearmost Sakhi, Prana Sakhi of Srimati Radharani. But even closer, even more intimate, even dearer than Lalita Sakhi to Srimati Radharani is Rupa Manjari. And Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction, beginning, that this Krishna consciousness movement is carried out under the guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari, Sri Rupa Goswami. So therefore, to be called Rupanuga, we have to understand what it means. Rupanuga. We say, we are Rupanugas. our ambition is to become Rupanuga someday. So it's very deep. But as we keep chanting, these things are more and more, they become clear. Is that okay, Gail Mataji?
Yeah, that's amazing to understand Rupa Manjari's, our Rupa Goswami's position, you know, to be dearer than Lalita. Yes. Swaki.
In fact, our acharyas say that even Radha Kripa Katakshak Stava, which is spoken by Lord Shiva as Gopeshwar Mahadev, he heard it from Rupa Manjari. Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm.
heard it from Rupa Manjari. No one understands Srimati Radharani more than Rupa Manjari.
Mm-hmm.
That Rupa Goswami has come to give us nectar of devotion. Ujwal, Ujwal Neelamani and all these literatures. Vidagdha Madhav, Lalita Madhav. That's why Mahaprabhu, he embraced Rupa Goswami in front of Haridas Thakur, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. And therefore, it was Rupa Goswami's literature. It was Rupa Goswami's composition that Mahaprabhu wanted Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami to read, to hear. Not that Swarup Damodar Goswami's literature is being heard by Rupa Goswami. No, Rupa Goswami's literature is being heard by Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, who are Lalita and Vishakha. Rupa Manjari is the greatest. And we are very, very fortunate to be in the line of, therefore, Rupanuga. It is not Swarup Damodar Goswami Anuga. Or it is not Ramananda Rai Anuga Sampradaya. It is Rupanuga Sampradaya. And what we are inheriting is Rupanuga, Raganuga, Bhakti. Hare Krishna.
Well, that definitely, you know, gives newfound appreciation for our line.
Hare Krishna.
You know, and just to clarify in my own head that Lakshmi, she couldn't gain entrance because her Madhurya Bhav was tinged with that awe and reverence mode, isn't it?
Awe and reverence for Krishna, mm-hmm. and the feeling of grandeur about herself. That mm-hmm. I am the goddess of fortune. Because how can the goddess of fortune pick up cow dung patties on her head?
Mm-hmm.
Which the manjaris mm-hmm. do. When Radharani wants to light a fire, the cow dung patties are being carried by the manjaris. How can Lakshmiji do that? She is goddess of fortune. She cannot eat a picnic at Radhakund. So every noon, all the manjaris, gopis, Radha and Krishna, they meet at Radhakund. And they spend many hours together, playing different games, water sports, having their lunch together. So many pastimes take place every noon at Radhakund. And they eat in simple leaf plates, plates made from kadamba leaves or different forest leaves. And Srimati Lakshmi Devi, when she has to eat, it's like a pure golden plate, golden bowls, golden spoon. Therefore, yeah. Lakshmiji, because she does not have Sakhi Anuga mood, bhav is not in, she could not follow in the footsteps of the gopis. Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayur Das Das Anugas. Therefore, she could not enter. To enter Ras Leela, one must have the Parakya Madhurya Prem. And that also the gopi bhav, that has to be there to enter the Ras Leela. Otherwise, one cannot enter Ras Leela. Therefore, she could not enter.
And Swakiya Bhav, does that automatically always mean some tinge of awe and reverence?
Yes, automatically. Absolutely, mm-hmm. yes. Because mm-hmm. Swakiya means Krishna is mine. He's my husband and I am mm-hmm. his queen. Like mm-hmm. that. So whether in Dwarka or Vaikuntha, it is, yeah. Swakiya Bhav is always, therefore Krishna says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the fourth chapter of Adilila, when Kaviraj Goswami describes Krishna's thoughts, he says that this Aishwarya Shithila Bhav, this prem that has been made weak by Aishwarya Bhav, that cannot control me. That cannot control mm-hmm. me. Because there the mood is that Krishna is my husband, my pati. He is Shri Pati. Krishna is Lakshmi Pati. So Pati means superior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pati means superior. But Krishna mm-hmm. cannot be controlled if we consider him superior. Mm-hmm. And the qualification to enter Vrindavan is that Krishna is not God. Krishna says, Sama or Heen. Either we have to consider Krishna to be our equal or mm-hmm. less than us.
Yes.
Yashoda Maya yes. considers him less than him. He chastises him. Why eat mud?
Mm-hmm.
So that is the difference. But in Aishwarya or in Swakiya, Krishna is my pati. He is superior to me and I am his servant. But in Vrindavan, mm-hmm. Krishna is either Sama, the friends, Gopa friends, Shridham, Sudama, Madhumangal, they consider Krishna to be equal. They fight with him, equal. And Yashoda Maya, mm-hmm. inferior. And the gopis, mm-hmm. everything. Krishna is my everything. Matrananantasu sayavanapara. So Krishna says in the fourth chapter of Adilila Chaitanya Charitamrita that either you consider me to be equal or consider me to be less than you, only then I can be controlled. Otherwise not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that at that when you can say like that, then that's the highest form of intimacy. Right?
Highest form of intimacy, yes. Mm-hmm. And there is this proof even in what is that shastra? It's right here. Harivamsa Puran. Harivamsa Puran. That's famous stories there of Tuladan, where Krishna is weighed with the jewels, right? Mm-hmm. Narad Muni tells Satyabhama that now I'm going to take your Krishna away.
Yes.
That story comes from Sri Harivamsa Puran. And mm-hmm. in Sri Harivamsa Puran, that story is there where the Tuladan is taking place and Satyabhama thinks that, oh, I've got tons and tons of jewelry. My Krishna, my husband Krishna is not so heavy. So let him sit and I will easily give jewels that will outweigh Krishna. And Narad Muni can take the jewels and leave my Krishna with me. So she puts all her jewels, empties her treasury, nothing. Krishna is still heavier. Rukmini goes, gets all her jewelry, everything, all the 16,108 queens, they get all their jewelry, all the treasury of Dwarka is emptied, everything is put, but still Krishna outweighs. Then what happens?
Tulsi.
Yes, and Tulsi is from Vrindavan. Vrinda Devi. Tulsi Maharani is from Vrindavan. Wherever there is Tulsi, there is Vrindavan. Vrindavan. So our Vrinda Devi comes and one leaf of Vrinda Devi, Rukmini Devi takes one Tulsi leaf, touches it to her heart and places it. And Krishna is immediately outweighed. That is the power of Vrindavan. Dwarka, Mathura, Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, they cannot control Krishna. Krishna controls them. But only in Vrindavan, Krishna is controlled. Krishna is controlled.
But you know, the Parakiya and the Swakiya, they both say Krishna is mine. You know, they both say.
Yeah, but so, mine what? My pati means superior to me. That is Swakiya. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. he's my lover, or he's my friend, or he's my son. So he's equal. Mama sama him. Okay. Says either consider me to be your equal or inferior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only then I can be controlled, he says. Mama sama him. That verse mm-hmm. is there. So that is the difference. Mine, yes. Any Krishna premi, any Shuddha devotee, any pure devotee will say Krishna is mine and I am yours. Amita tomara, tomedo amara. That is there. True.
Mm-hmm.
But what? What is that relationship?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that relationship with awe and reverence? Like even Prahlad Maharaj considered Narasimha Dev to be his. No? My Lord mm-hmm. is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that. But Prahlad Maharaj is in the Shanta or Dasya Bhav. Like that.
Beautiful, 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 Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Do you have time, Prabhuji?
Mataji, yes, I have time.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Komodike Mataji. I see your face. I feel so sorry and guilty for holding you back, Mataji. Sorry, Mataji. But I will try to keep my question short, Prabhu. Prabhu, this Adiras, you said, that Parakyaras, which we know to be the highest, at least in those of us who are following the Gauriya Vaishnavism. So, Prabhu, is this dormant? I mean, whether it is manifested or not manifest, unmanifested, that is one thing. But whether it is dormant or it can be developed, Prabhu, is it naturally there and you will do your sadhana and one day it will be revealed to you? Or this is something that can be developed? Because, of course, everybody wants the best. Who doesn't want the best? Everybody wants. Then I want to have the best relationship with Krishna. But is it like, I'm sure it is not there for everybody. That's what I hear. But is it not here for everybody? Is it in us, or is it Krishna decided that it is not for you? You know, you are not the one. Did you get my question, Prabhu? Sorry if I complicated
it. Yes, yes. So this first part of your question where you said that at least for us, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this Adiras, Sringaras, this Parakya Madhurya Prem is the highest. But actually, it is not just for us, but it is the Siddhanta. The Shastras say that this is the highest. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita says that this is the highest. Srimad Bhagavatam proclaims this as the highest. So it is the highest. Now, as far as the Bhav is concerned, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunoya. So it's not that we can develop it. Sadhya kabuna, it cannot be developed or obtained, but nitya siddha, it is always there. So how do we realize it? Shravanadi shuddha chitti koriye udaye. So this bhav is like the sun. Is the sun present at night? Yes, it is present, but it's not Uday. It's not arisen. So all we have to do is take shelter of Srila Rupa Goswami and the Rupanuga Rasika Vaishnavas, like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and our ISKCON Guru Varga. And we have to do this bhajan, that bhajan pranali, the method of bhajan that has been given to us by our acharyas. And that is chanting this Yugal Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And reading the bhakti literatures that have been given to us, like Srimad Bhagavatam, and study it nicely. We have to try to be pure and study it nicely, systematically, all the cantos. And then ultimately, our aim is that we don't want to be scared of the 10th canto all our life. We want to become pure. We want to follow the four regulative principles, remove all material things from our life. And then we want to dive deep in the 10th canto also, including the Rasa Panchadhyay. And we want to study not just the first 18 chapters of Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but the entire Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, all the chapters, because this is our inheritance. Srila Rupa Goswami has given us. So we start from Bhagavad Gita and we go all the way. And then we read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rup Shiksha, Sanatan Shiksha, Raya Ramanand Samvad, even the later part of Raya Ramanand Samvad, which is very intimate. Ultimately, we want to follow everything that Srila Prabhupada has given us. We want to do bhajan for a long time. And then Guru will guide us. Our Shiksha Guru will give us permission that now you can read. Now you can read the Ras Panchadhyay. Now you can read Ujjwal Nilamani. Now you can read Krishna Bhavanamrit. Now you can read Govinda Lilamrit. So therefore, we need a guru in our life, Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru, with whom we can communicate about our personal sadhana. They will guide us. And as we continue this, Shravan Adi, Shuddha Chitti, our heart becomes purified and we continue Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Here Vishnu means the four-armed Vishnu form of Krishna that appeared in the Raslila. And when Radharani came, two arms disappeared. That Vishnu. So our Shyam Sundar Krishna and Radharani, we continue the bhajan that has been given to us by our acharyas in the Rupanuga Sampradaya. All these ashtakams that we are chanting, Radhikashtakam, Radhikashtakam by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, by Srila Rupa Goswami, by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Rasika ashtakams. So all these literatures have to be studied, recited, and we have to take shelter and we have to develop that bhav. We should not just sing Tulsi Aarti mechanically, but we should understand. Mora ei abhilasha vilas kunje diyovas. Who is living in the vilas kunjas of Vrindavan? Not the sakhas, not the vatsalya gopis and gopas. It is the gopis and the manjaris. So we are singing it. Srila Prabhupada has given it to us. We have to become conscious. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We have to become conscious, not just mechanically do it. Conscious. We have to become conscious that this is what Prabhupada has given us. This is the meaning of the Tulsi Aarti, that every day Srila Prabhupada said, morning, evening, you should sing. So when we continue this bhajan intensely, increase our rounds, not stop at 16 rounds. We should chant more. We should try to chant at least 64 rounds. At least. That should be our aim. I'm not saying today, but we should slowly try to get there. We should not think that, oh, now I'm chanting 16 rounds. I got my first, I got my second initiation. Now there is nothing. Recently, one devotee was telling me, now there is nothing for me to achieve. I have got my second initiation. I got Harinam. I got Brahman initiation. And yes, he did Bhakti Shastri also. So I have done Bhakti Shastri. Now there is nothing more for me to do. Nothing more for me to achieve. Now I am done. No, that attitude is not right. We are never done. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami never thought I am done. Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami has never thought that they are done. We are not done. So we have to keep going. We have to go higher and higher. We have to reach the point of Nayanam Galadashrudharaya, Vadanam Gadgadarudhayagara, Pulakaya Nijitambapuka, Tava Nama Gharane Bhavishya. That is not happening. When we are chanting, we are not crying. Our voice is not getting choked up. Hair is not standing on the body. What done? We are not done. We have not even started. So we have to, that is the aim. We want to practice Raghanuga Bhakti. We have not come here to do Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti is the beginning. And we have to do it nicely, so that we get entrance into Raganuga Bhakti. When that happens and we take shelter of Rasika Vaishnavas, even after Srila Prabhupada, we have acharyas like Shri Srimad Gaur Govinda Maharaj, Shripada Indra Prabhu, and so many others. Our acharyas, they were so sweet. They sang so sweetly, they did bhajan so sweetly. We have to understand their mood. What is Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj tasting when he's singing the Gopi Geet? What? Why is he singing it? What is he tasting? I want that. Gurudev, give me that. Give me that. But our Guru Varga will reveal it to us seeing our sincerity. So when we are sincere and we do bhajan for dirghakal, for a long time, then all these things will be automatically revealed to us. Just like the sun will not rise until it is dawn. So we have to do our bhajan till it is dawn. And even after that, we have to associate with rasika sadhus. This is the most important principle. Unless we do that, you will not get anything by listening to my lectures. But we have to hear from pure devotees, devotees who are seeing Krishna, devotees who have realized Krishna. So when we do that, then that bhava becomes awakened. And Sri Guru will reveal to us what is our relationship, whether it is dasya, whether it is sakhya, whether it is vatsalya, or whether it is madhurya. These four, for us, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, there is no fifth. Shantaras is not so important for us. We get one of these four bhavas. And that will be revealed to us when we do bhajan and when we take shelter of the Rasika Vaishnavas. As far as whether this is pre-decided or whether this will depend on our bhajan, the Shastras are not very vocal about that. But we have to understand from Jaiva Dharma that only in this world there is past, present and future. In the spiritual world, the Divya Kal, the Chid Kal that is there in the spiritual world, there is no past and future. So this question whether Krishna will create that bhav, will create my spiritual body, that question itself is erroneous. Because that creation and destruction doesn't take place in the spiritual world. Therefore, it is said, anadi bahirmukh. We have become bahirmukh also, anadi. Anadi means, today morning I was listening while doing puja, I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, a Hindi lecture, where Srila, very beautiful lecture, Srila Prabhupada ji was saying that anadi karma phale padi bhavarnava jale. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, anadi karma phale. So Srila Prabhupada was saying, what is the meaning of this anadi? Anadi means it has no origin in time. There is no date when we fell from the spiritual world or the date when we became bahirmukh to Krishna. So that past, present and future is only in the material world, my dear friends. So we are eternal. By nature, as jivas, we are eternal and we don't have past and future. But our siddha swarup, it is not visible to us, just like the sun is not visible at night. And by doing bhajan, by taking shelter of Rasika Vaishnavas and doing our bhajan sincerely, by the mercy of Sri Guru, our Siddha Swarup will be revealed to us. Naturally, those who are attracted to the movement of Srila Prabhupada, naturally those who are attracted to the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will belong to the four rasas. Correct? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit mentions that. And among Mahaprabhu's parishads also we see, most of them are in those, all of them are in those four rasas. A vast majority of them, however, will belong to the Madhurya Ras. Because that is the Unnat Ujvala Ras that had not been given for a long time. Anadir Charim Chirat. Anarpita Charim Chirat. That verse is there in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in the beginning. Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya. So this Anarpita, something that had not been given. Dasya was given by Lord Ramchandra. So Anarpita Charit Chiram doesn't apply. What is it that was not given? And that is the Madhurya Prem. That was not given. Only Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give that. So therefore, anybody who is naturally attracted to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, anyone who is attracted to the Rupanuga Dhara, the family of Srila Saraswati Thakur, the majority of them will be in the Madhurya Ras. Some will be in Sakhya also. Some will be in Vatsalya also. So there are some examples even in our movement. Srila Prabhupada's disciple, I think her name was Her Grace Chitra Ranjani Devidasi. There's a book on her. You can look it up. Simple for the simple. So she was in Vatsalya Ras. The devotees were telling her, chant Radhanam, chant Radhanam. She had a brain tumor as she was leaving her body. And she said, I cannot think of Radha, but I can think of Yashoda. And I'm helping her prepare tiffin for Krishna. So she naturally had Vatsalya. And she entered the Vatsalya Leela of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. And then there are some devotees, they read books where the Sakhya pastimes are described. So they have naturally that Sakhya Bhav. But majority of the Acharyas, they have Madhurya Bhav. And therefore that is what most of us will get. So we can have honest desire after reading the verse of the Acharyas. We can honestly desire that this is what my natural inclination is. This is what my natural inclination is. I'm going to sincerely pray. And definitely Krishna will fulfill it. Definitely Krishna will fulfill it. Whatever desire we have, that will be fulfilled. Dhruv Maharaj had almost attained Krishna in his previous birth. You know that? Dhruv Maharaj, in his previous life, before he was born as Dhruv, he had almost attained Krishna. He was a Vairagi. He was a lifelong Vairagi, lifelong renunciate. And he spent his entire life in the forest doing bhajan. And he, tears would come from his eyes. He had become almost like a pure devotee. And within 6 months, he was going to get Krishna. And then what happened? This story is there in Vishnu Puran. Vishnu Puran tells the story. A king came and he camped in the forest on a hunting expedition. And he was hunting animals. And the king had many queens with him, with whom he was enjoying in the forest. He would take a queen and go to the river and enjoy with her on the river banks. He would go into with his queens different places and enjoy with them. He would hunt and enjoy. His servants would prepare royal feast for him in the kitchen. And this Dhruv, as a sadhu, had never lit a fire in the forest to cook for himself. He would simply eat fruits and roots. And he's seeing the king eating chappan bhog in the forest. And Dhruv is watching this king day after day. He's enjoying, he's frolicking, he's killing animals, hunting, riding on his horse and enjoying with his queens. Material life isn't that bad after all. Being a king is pretty good deal. Being a king is pretty nice. This thought came in the mind of Dhruv. And Krishna's nature is that he fulfills the desires of his devotees. This material desire came. He said, maybe it's not so bad after all to be a king. It's a pretty good life. I left everything and I have been in the forest all my life. I feel maybe I missed out something. This king seems really to be really very happy. This thought came, my dear friends, and immediately his bhajan got disturbed. When he died, he did not get Krishna. He was born as the son of the grandson of Swayambhuva Manu, the son of Maharaj Uttanapad, a very great king. And he was born as a Rajkumar. Why? Because he desired, I wish I was also born in a royal family. Yes, sure enough, he was born. But he had so much bhajan sukrati from his previous life that almost he had attained Krishna. Little 6 months of bhajan was left. So what happened? Immediately Krishna arranged in his life, rascal, you want a kingdom? You wanted to be born in a royal family? I will kick you. And he got kicked in the royal family. He got ill-treated. He got humiliated. He got insulted in the royal family. And because of his previous samskar, purva janma samskar, what happened? The stepmother said, go to the forest. That's where he was in his previous life. Go to the forest. And he felt inspired. Yes, I will go to the forest. And he went. And what did Krishna do? Krishna sent himself as guru. He sent Narad Muni. He told Narad Muni, go and give the bhajan pranali to this devotee Dhruv. Let him finish off his business. Narad Muni came, told him, chant Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya, worship Krishna, go to Vrindavan, take shelter of Vrindavan, stay in Madhuvan, stay on the banks of Yamuna, do your bhajan. 6 months he got Krishna. 6 months he got Krishna. Why? Because he had that much purva janma samskar and sukrati. Only 6 months bhajan was left. So this is, Krishna will fulfill our desires. Therefore, we should not have ulterior desires. Prabhupada repeatedly said, don't have ulterior desires. Instead of desiring to become the CEO, entrepreneur, and this and that in this material world, we should desire to become a manjari in the spiritual world. Or we want to become a sakha. Or we want to cook for Krishna as an elder gopi, a friend of Yashoda Maiya. We should cultivate these pure desires. And they will come naturally. If we chant sincerely, these desires, these inclinations will come naturally. Naturally, we will be attracted to either Radhakund or to Nanda Bhavan in Vatsalya or to the Ramandreti, where the Sakha pastimes take place. Naturally, we will be attracted. And we will pick up books accordingly and we will do our bhajan accordingly. It's an internal thing. Naturally, it will happen. Only thing we have to do is do our bhajan exactly like Srila Prabhupada has given us. Prabhupada cried to Sripada Indra Prabhu, I cannot see you fasting to death. Stop it. 3 days you have not eaten anything. I will give you your swarup. And Srila Prabhupada personally told Sripada Indra Prabhu his Siddha Swarup. What was his name? What was his seva? What was his color of his clothes? Everything. Which village he was from? Everything Srila Prabhupada himself told. Prabhupada will reveal everything to us. We have to do bhajan like Srila Prabhupada told us. And we must hear from pure devotees. That is the most important. We must hear from pure devotees. We must hear Srila Prabhupada. We must hear our acharyas. If we do this, it will be revealed. Hare Krishna. I forgot who asked the question, and I forgot.
I asked the question. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very beautiful.
Hari bol, Prabhuji. Hari bol. Very nice. Wonderful.
That's a wonderful, wonderful answer. Thank you so much.
You transported me to Goloka, Prabhuji, even though I'm not qualified.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Shila Prabhupada.
Very wonderful.
Hello. Yeah, when you're saying about Dhruva Maharaj, why should I give you, like Krishna came back. There is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I could not find it. I think in the chapter of devotional service, where he says that even if a fool devotee asks for material thing, I should not give the poison, but I should give, and you know, I should make sure I make him forget this and give him the real treasure. So I thought of that. I forgot the verse, Prabhuji. It's a very beautiful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But thank you, Prabhuji. Such a wonderful, my question was not worthy, but your answer was so wonderful, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Very Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.
All glories to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all of you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat pranam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat pranam.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Jai Krishna.
Hare Krishna.